America Weekend.
Well, what do you think? Is there any wonder it's called the most advanced television of our time? And the credit all belongs to Philco television scientists who have worked years to develop a radically new semi-flat picture tube which measures less from front to back.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. Okay, a quick quiz. What is the most important piece of furniture in your home? No. Wrong. No. What about the television? Okay, it was a bit of a trick question. If I asked you this question back in, 1975 or even 1985, yes, the television was a piece of furniture. If you are of a certain age, you will remember when your TV, your living room TV, which in many cases was the only TV you had, was a piece of furniture. They called them floor model TVs, these humongous boxy things that were encased in fake wood grain, and you would, or your parents would, make sure that the wood grain matched that of the coffee table and the bookcase. And there it was. And the screen, if you were lucky, 25 inches of living color, was only about 4 or 5 inches off the shag rug, so you sat on the couch and you kind of looked down towards the screen at the floor model TV. As time moved on, the TV itself changed. Do you remember how we went from the big floor model TV to kind of like the 19-inch color TV that was on the roll-around stand? This was around, 1988, 89, 90. And then as we got into the mid-90s, we had the bigger screen TVs come around. But the problem was, if you had a 25-inch or a 30-inch television, you had this 6-foot-deep tube coming out of the back of it, and these things weighed 300 pounds. Well, then all of a sudden in the mid-2000s, there it was, the flat-screen TV. You would hang it on the wall. High-definition television. Do you remember how expensive they were at first? I remember we paid almost $1,200 for our first big screen HD TV. You can walk into Walmart now and pick them up for like $200 a throw. Anyway, there it was. And it was nice. You could hang it on the wall, above the fireplace, whatever. It was out of the way. It created more floor space in the room, and it became the hub of the family's entertainment. Well, get ready to say goodbye. Isn't it amazing how we finally got to the point where we could have 75 inches of HD TV on the wall, but now everybody wants to watch things on a 2-inch screen on a phone or on a 7.5-inch screen on an iPad, and you see commercials for your local cable system begging you to download their app so you can watch your cable TV subscription on your 2.5-inch screen. Quite weird. The television might be headed to the endangered species list. Most people probably have a hard time thinking about parting with their favorite living room fixture, the television set. For generations, the television has filled even the loneliest and barest of homes with light, laughter, and years upon years of cheap entertainment. The television set, in many cases, has become a part of the family, and it's simply difficult to imagine life without it. But as with other technologies of yesteryear, the television will eventually be phased out as newer, superior home entertainment options are developed. And we are standing on the precipice of that new generation of technology right now. And with a salvo of new devices and gadgets on the way, the TV set is looking at a future of irrelevancy. Taking the lead in television-killing technology is Microsoft, which recently announced the latest and greatest in reality-augmenting technology, the HoloLens, or the HoloLens, I guess, a set of 3D glasses that users wear wrapped around their head turns the real world into a screen of sorts. Instead of needing the screen of a tablet or TV, holograms and virtual presentations are projected for users to see and interact with, and since Microsoft's technology blends its holographic interfaces and programs in with the real world, whatever that means, there's no need for users to take the glasses off to focus on other tasks. What Microsoft has basically done is find a way to take the real world and use it as a medium of projection. No longer do users need a fixed screen to produce images and sound. The HoloLens and devices that are similar to it have effectively made static fixed screens like television sets obsolete. Microsoft's HoloLens is only one new technology taking on the traditional fixed screen setup. There are others, and if these gadgets are any indication of where technology and consumer tastes are heading, then we all could be tossing our Samsung flat screens into the dumpster sooner rather than later. Do you really want to have to wear glasses and have your entertainment kind of infringe upon your reality? Really? You know what this sounds like? Do you remember the 1994 movie Disclosure? It's kind of an interesting movie. There are 6 minutes of which you don't want the kids to see. Michael Douglas, Demi Moore, Dennis Miller, Donald Sutherland. It takes place at some computer company in Seattle in the mid-90s. And they are creating this virtual reality gizmo where you put the glasses on and you kind of can walk around in this other world and look for data and stuff. But it just reminded me of what this thing that Microsoft is developing actually is. There are already some virtual reality options slowly making their way to the market, in addition to Microsoft's HoloLens technology. Facebook, it's always about Facebook now, is it not, folks? Facebook purchased Oculus a while back, a company that had been working on a virtual reality headset for some time. While similar to the HoloLens, VR technologies like Oculus don't allow users to continue interacting with the world around them while in use. Even so, if people start using Oculus and related virtual reality gadgets to watch movies or play video games, all with a more immersive experience than a traditional television allows, it'll be yet another reason for people to abandon their TVs. You know what? Here, can I just jump in with one thing? Is the entire world 20? Do they think everyone is 18? Do you really think someone that has been fixed on television since, I don't know, they were 4, 5 years old, maybe younger than that, watching Howdy Doody back in the 1950s. Do you think someone who is, even someone who is quite affluent and quite with it, around 60 years old, are they going to be rushing for a pair of virtual reality glasses so they can ditch their 60-inch high-definition television that they're finally getting used to? I don't think so. The whole world does not revolve around a 21-year-old. And sometimes I think we forget that. Even without taking VR and new gadgets like HoloLens into account, TV was already in trouble. Cord cutting has become ever more popular, with many people opting for their laptop or tablet computers as a primary viewing device while getting rid of cable or satellite service. The rise of video on demand and streaming services has also eliminated the need for DVD players and other peripheral devices, which required a screen to be connected for use. Though virtually every American household has a TV, we're seeing ownership rates decline for the first time in decades. The New York Times reports that there was evidence of the trend beginning during the 2010 census. IHS reports that the global television market shrank in both 2012 and 2013. With the wheels of business already turning, it's important to note again that we're only seeing the first iterations of technologies like the HoloLens, Google Glass, and Oculus Rift. With time, they will become cheaper and more widespread, offering video game and app developers, entertainment companies, and even movie studios a whole new platform on which to expand their offerings. Think of these devices in a similar way to a smartphone. When they first hit the market, they were relatively limited in what you could do with them. But now there are applications for almost anything. Smartphones have effectively replaced TVs, phones, laptops, and even cameras and music players. As for television's future, things look to get interesting in the coming years as new technologies enter the market. This isn't the first time TV's death has been predicted, and there have been some big misfires. Remember 3D TV? How did that go over? But it was only a matter of time before the traditional tube was usurped by a superior technology, and after getting a look at what the future holds in store for home entertainment, that time could be closer than most of us realize. I don't think the TV is going anywhere fast. You still have such a large proportion of the population that will not surrender their TV for a 2.5-inch screen. And again, can we please talk about safety? How safe is a pair of virtual reality glasses? Because you know what? You know someone's going to decide, I'm going to binge watch House of Cards as I'm driving to work. Yep, I'm going to put on the old Google Glass and I'll be driving along in rush hour traffic. And oh yeah, I'm looking at that truck in front of me that's kind of weaving all over the road because it's quite an icy morning. But I'm also in that lower portion of my field of vision going to be checking up with good old Kevin Spacey. Hey, really? You don't think that's going to happen? Take a look at what texting has done to the American roadways. They've made them quite dangerous as you're driving along and all of a sudden the car in front of you just starts to weave back and forth out of control because Skippy has to answer his text that he just got from Janie because it can't wait 8 minutes. And that could happen here. And what about Google Glass? I remember doing a story about Google Glass when we first started this show. Oh, it was going to come. It was going to take over the world. How many folks do you know with a pair of Google Glasses? Did it even get fully developed? And what about 3D television? That crashed and burned. You could walk into almost any appliance store, any club warehouse, and there it was. And do you really want everybody just wearing your 3D glasses when they come over to watch the big game? I don't think so. Stay with us. Coming up next, America's Tiny Home Movement. I'm Ed Kalegi, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America
Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This smooth swing man was the number 4 overall pick in 1992, going to the Dallas Mavericks. He ended up playing for 12 teams in a 14-year career to share the NBA record.
7 to go on the shot clock. Jackson from the outside.
So where is Jim Jackson now? Jim returned to his hometown of Toledo, where he runs his business, the JAJ Company, focusing on real estate development and management. Jim's been an analyst with the Big Ten Network since it launched in 2007. His son, Trayvon, plays for Wisconsin.
When was the last time you beat your dad in one-on-one? That's the question
you
everybody
cheated. When you cheated, cheat? You cheated when I was sophomore year. You backed me down all the time. That's what you know. Don't ask rhetorical questions.
Always nice being called a cheater by your son. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. 7,000 feet up in the Swiss Alps. At a temperature of 68 degrees at the base of the famous Matterhorn, I stand with Daniel in charge of Swiss tourism in the major ski paradise of Zermatt. Daniel tells us that global warming has changed the once snowy Alps at a pace he can't believe.
Right behind us, we see what used to be a glacier. 5 years ago, it was all the way down where we're staying right now.
Turns out the glacier has receded 2 miles from where we're now standing.
Because of global heating, global warming, we lost tons of ice. But we still see some ice back there.
In the Swiss resort town of Zermatt, luxury hotels like the Grumpy have gone green because saving the environment also saves businesses. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.